Hey y'all, this is Maddie and you're listening to the Magnolia May podcast. Okay, and for episode one, our guest that we have with us today is my mom, Amber. Say hi.
Hello.
Okay, so today we're going to talk about Southern hospitality and what that really means and how to achieve that. So Southern hospitality is the definition of welcoming people into your home and feeling welcome or at their home themselves and just making it a very welcoming environment. So, Mom, what does it mean to you for Southern hospitality?
I believe that it means when someone comes in, you can make everything warm and homey, bring them in, let them feel comfortable and safe, and sit down and visit and enjoy your time together.
Exactly. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love whenever I go to somebody's house for like an event and it's super clean, like outstanding clean. And it's just, I don't know. It feels nice.
And flowers. I always like to have flowers around. There's something about having floral everywhere that just makes things feel warm and cozy and nice.
Oh, yeah. Same.
Smells good on top of that.
Yes.
And when we invite people in, the Southern thing is to always have a big thing of sweet tea to offer to drink, whether it's in the house or outside on the patio.
In our case, it's always Chicken Express sweet tea at every event.
Yes, it is. That is the best.
It is pretty good.
Yes, it is my favorite.
So what would you say is your to-do list of whenever we're preparing to have people at the house, like for birthdays and things?
Oh, gosh. It's a long list. It usually starts with getting everything nice and clean, obviously. Oh, yes. You don't want clutter laying around. You want it to feel spacious to where people can come in and sit down. If you go in somewhere where there's just a lot of stuff, junk and filthy, you know, people are a little more leery about not sitting and not feeling comfortable. So you want things to be nice and clean. Second, I'm always about having a good. So you always want to have like a nice smell. If it's spring, you want florally smells. If it's in the winter or fall, then I always like to do like an apple cinnamon or something.
Mm-hmm.
Then always prepare food. That is a big thing, to have something to, you know, not only give them, offer a drink, but to offer food. And I'm all about displaying it pretty.
Oh, yeah.
Where it looks nice, you know, even if it's something simple where it's just a, you know, a white, you know, platter, but you can align things to make them look nice and neat and and offer
like snacks and things. Yeah.
Nibble on. Yeah. Along with, you know, cute little napkins to go along with
it. We have so many napkins.
Yes. But I guess just really preparing those kind of things. I also am like, I like to, when you have guests over, I think it's good just like even at your front door to have something that's welcoming there. Like, you know, a pretty plant, have it cleaned up, a doormat to wipe their feet on.
Mm-hmm.
Just things like that. You want people to be able to come in and be able to sit and visit and not have things around. If you have animals, I think it's best if you, you know, maybe put them in another room or something so they're not jumping all over your...
Yeah, unless they're well-trained,
visitors.
Of course.
Yes, true. Yeah. True. If it's family, then most time family is fine with it because they tend to love your animal as much as you do. But
yes,
just things like that, just keeping it spacious and
for
welcoming.
Sure. Yeah, one of my favorite things that we did whenever I lived with you was you always made us clean our rooms. And I meet people now who think that's so weird because they're like, nobody's gonna go in my room, why would I need to clean it? And it always made the house feel complete if every room was clean. Yeah.
Well, and you don't know, someone may, you know, you may have something that you want to show someone or a photo album or a picture to where you have to bring them to that room.
Yeah, or even when we were younger, like if our cousins came in there or if we had like younger friends with the people who were invited, the kids going into our room, it just felt nice. Even if nobody did go in there, it felt good to have all the doors open and every room clean.
Yes, absolutely. Perfect. Which that feels good to have all the time. But in our busy lives, that is not the case. It doesn't always get like that.
No, it makes it, you really appreciate those times when it is clean. It feels a lot better, more like an accomplishment.
Yes, absolutely.
Yes. Okay, let's talk a little bit on this. Southerners are known for not only their hospitality and welcoming, you know, kindness and warmth to them, but also manners. So, yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am. And that's not very common anymore. I don't know, like, I'm even guilty of not saying yes, ma'am, and no, sir, all the time.
Well, you better start it.
But how hard was that teaching Cooper and I as little kids to be respectful?
I don't think it was that hard. I felt like that if I, you know, in the beginning I corrected you a lot.
Yeah.
But then over time I think that just if we said it and you overheard it more often, then you were more apt to say it as well. So there were times at home where I would think, oh, I hope that they are respectful like that out in public or at events. But I always got feedback that y'all both were very good at it. So I don't think it was that hard. It was just, you know, having to say, now, you know, what do we say?
Yeah, right.
Yes, ma'am.
Right.
Or even thanking people for things, you know.
Yes.
That was a big thing, too. That's a,
your big trademark on that was making sure you give everybody a hug. Like, yes, and say thank you.
Yes, say thank you, give them a hug, and, you know, don't just be grateful for whatever it is, even if it was something that you're just not super keen on at the moment, or something that, you know, you received something you didn't want or whatever, to still be gracious for it.
Right. A great example of that you just reminded me of is one Christmas, great-grandma McKeever gave me a boy's Under Armour jacket that was a size extra large when I was like 12. I had to be like, oh, thanks. Thank you, great-grandma McKeever.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Always. Well, because people, you know, people work hard and they use their money. And, you know, it may not be what you want, but you need to, you know, show respect and be grateful for it.
Of course. And Cooper was good about turning it on and off. He was always real respectful when we were around other people, but to us, he was crazy.
Yes, he was not always the best. Yes, but I did get lots of feedback from people about him being very polite, which is a big thing. So.
Yeah, that's good.
But I think that is a, you know, no matter who it is and where, but especially when people are in your home, you know, you want to say those kind of things, to be respectful and nice and polite.
Yes, right. So something else that's really ties into Southern hospitality is participating in traditions. And I think the most traditions that we have are around the holidays. What is your favorite tradition that we did growing up?
It is one that we've carried over since I was a child that I particularly love, where we, on Sundays after church, I usually will always have some kind of a meal made, whether it's something in the crock pot. There are times we have to just go and pick up something because life is hectic. But most of the time I try to like plan something out where it's a fairly decent size meal. And it's something that just is known that every Sunday anyone is welcome family wise to come eat after church. So sometimes we may have a house full and sometimes there just maybe three or four. But it's just a good time to sit around the table and visit and laugh. And if it's a pretty day, we can get outside on the patio. And if it's a yucky day, we can stay in. So it's just a good tradition that we've carried over since I was a child.
Yeah, for sure. And hopefully we'll keep it going.
Yeah, we'll keep it going. That's right.
Yeah. So let's end this with talking about the flower beds, because I personally think that this enhances anybody's home, especially when you have guests come over and your outside looks nice and your flowers are planted. And that's something that you've always loved doing. And it's something that I've started to love doing just growing up with helping you, picking the weeds and everything like that.
Good therapy.
Yeah, and I don't know. Just to me, it makes the home feel homier or more inviting.
Well, I've always said you don't have to have the fanciest place in the world. It can just be a regular little house. But if you keep it, you know, neat looking, your yard cut and some flowers in your flower bed and weeded, you know, it just makes it look so much better, you know, more people notice it a little more. They just notice you don't have clutter and junk. Same as the inside. You just want to keep it nice and inviting. And so,
The outside is just as important as the inside of your home.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And as long as you just, you know, keep things picked up and neat. But I've always, to me, it's therapy getting into the dirt. You know, that was something that Meemaw did and y'all does, the whole family's done, and it's very therapeutic, I think. I think it's an instant gratification kind of seeing your flower beds cleaned up, your yard mowed and weeded and how nice it looks. And then when you get these pretty blooms, you're excited and it's always fun to clip some of those when you have those. So it's so easy if you want a fresh arrangement in your house to run out with some scissors and cut a few clippings and bring them back in. And, you know, you don't even have to do anything fancy. Just put it in a nice glass and a little bit of water and there you go.
Exactly. I just recently planted a blue night salvia, I think is what it's called, on the front back porch.
Yes.
And I got so excited when it bloomed. And of course, I knew Sunday our dog would mess something up. And she keeps laying her head on the blooms and flattening them out. And it makes me so sad.
Yeah.
But it is. It's therapy and it's exciting. And I got all of that from you because I love to mow. I remember you and I fighting over who got to mow every week.
Oh yeah, it's the instant gratification, the smell of it too, you know,
and just being outside
good and you see it and it just makes something look cleaned up and nice really fast.
And it's easy,
especially when you know keep your yard clear where you don't have a lot of clutter everywhere and you're mowing around this or that, you know.
If
you have everything cleaned up, it's just a quick easy mow and it looks nice
for sure. And I think it's super easy to stay outside for a good amount of time daily whenever you enjoy that sort of thing. So it's
all good around. For you.
Yeah, it's all around great.
Yeah.
All right.
It just feels nice.
It does. Well, that concludes episode 1 of Southern Hospitality. So thank you for being with us, Mom.
Yeah, thanks for letting me be a part of it.
Of course. Okay, guys, thanks for listening today. And as always, you can find Magnolia May Podcast right here on Spotify.